All this week, we're ending each hour by getting to know someone who makes their living in or around video games. It's natural for us gamers to focus on what we see, sprawling landscapes, magical beasts, heavy artillery. But what about the things we hear? Take the game Fallout, a retro-futuristic adventure in an American wasteland devastated by nuclear war. But would Fallout be as good without its signature soundscape? Inan Zur has been composing video game music for more than 20 years. Some of his most famous work includes the scores from Fallout, Dragon Age, and Prince of Persia, and he joins us now from Encino, California. Inan, welcome to the program.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Your background is in film and TV composition. How did you get into composing for video games?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. I mean, I was not a gamer, and I really wanted to, you know, make music for film and TV. And in fact, I felt like it's just going this way. But in 1996, I got a very strange phone call from somebody who told me that he is an agent for composers in video games. Now, I didn't know that there is something like this music for video games. So, nevertheless, an agent. And I asked him, all right, you know, what do you want me to do? And he says, just join us. And I said, no, thank you. And that was it. But then he was very persistent. And his name is Bob Rice, and he became my mentor. And he said, what do you like about it, about music? And I said, I'd like to record an orchestra. And he said, well, guess what? I can make this happen. You could record an orchestra for a video game. And right away, I was hooked.
I'm Joshua Johnson. You're listening to 1A. Now, we just heard part of Reclamation Day, which you composed for Fallout 76, the latest game in the Fallout series. How's your process different, if at all, for composing for video games versus a movie or a TV show?
In a nutshell, music is music and a score is a score. And I think that score is something that comes to enhance the fourth dimension, I called it, the emotional dimension. And it doesn't matter if it's movie or TV show or video game. However, when it comes to actually applying it, the process is very, very different. In movies and TV, we watch the film and we are basically following what's going on. And we have to be very, what we called in our lingo, we have to be locked to the picture. In video games, it's totally different. The same Bob Rice said once to me, you know, that every movie has one beginning, one ending, and one middle. A game has maybe one or two beginnings, maybe 10 endings, and just infinite amount of middles. So how could you score it? And this is exactly our challenge as game composers. So instead of trying to be locked to a scene, we try to imagine or to describe the emotion that is going on with the players and follow that and sort of like enhance more of what actually is going on, doing it more of what's going on in their head, so to speak.
Let me play another one of your compositions. This is From Darkness Comes Light from the game Prince of Persia. That's From Darkness Comes Light from the game Prince of Persia. Inan, how do you know when you've got the soundscape for the game just right?
Oh, well, you know, composing music for game is so much of a teamwork. And yes, there is a composer, but I am working very closely with the game producer and with the audio director and with the whole team. In fact, many times I will travel, since everything is so secretive and nothing could be transferred, I have to come physically to be in the studios and to play the game. So when I'm playing the game and hearing the music, I just know right away if this fits or no.
So you actually do play the games before you start composing?
Very secretly and only at the premise of the studios, but yes, I will be there many times when the game is in development. As allowed me, I will watch the game being played and I will listen to it. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to judge.
Now, you've been composing for video games for more than two decades. I know I got to let you go in a minute, but I wonder how it's been for you kind of watching that industry evolve, especially because, you know, some of the best known songs from video games go something like da 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 da. Like, that's a hit video game song.
Well, you know, again, I saw it evolving from just sort of like a little, you know, small and dark corner coming into the light, and from something that is just a niche into something that is mainstream. In fact, right now, there is more concerts of music for games playing than I think music for films or TV in a concert. People just crave this music, and I feel so fortunate to be part of it and to be one of the people that help, you know, modestly carve it in a way in these over two decades, like you said.
Before I let you go, any projects that you're working on that we should keep an ear out for?
I'd just rather not to discuss, but all I could say is that you could expect a lot of very interesting developments in my career and the games to come.
All right, fair enough. Inan Zur, an award-winning video game composer, known for his work on games including Fallout, Dragon Age, and Prince of Persia. Inan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We close out the hour with the theme from Dragon Age Origins, which Inan composed. And as we let that play, I should let you know that this conversation was produced by Catherine Fink and Paige Osborne. To learn more about them and the rest of the team, you can go online to the1a.org/staff and check out the entire series and our glossary of video game terms at the1a.org/game mode. This program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. Until we meet again, I'm Joshua Johnson. Thanks for playing along. This is 1A.